Zach b'chorus paragimel mishnah dalas sar b'chor ba'amum shenasha v'heinicho b'chalon v'achar kach shach. Somebody who has a b'chor which has a mum, and some of the sar, the hair, had fallen off, and he put it in the window, as he's not allowed to benefit from it yet, as you cannot benefit from the sar of a b'chor even if it has a mum until after shechita. And then after he put the sar in the window, he went ahead and shechted the b'chor. Akavya ben Mahalo matir v'chachamim oisner in divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Akabe ben Mahalo is matir to benefit from the sar that you had put in the window after you shech the animal. And after you shech the b'chor, you are allowed to benefit from the sar that's still attached to the behemoth. And so too, according to Akabe ben Mahalo, even though this sar had fallen off mechayim while the behemoth was still alive, you're allowed to benefit from it since you have shechted the b'chor. But the chacham oisur, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chacham hold that even though after shechita you're allowed to benefit from the sar that's still attached to the behemoth, but you're not allowed to benefit from the sar that had fallen off before shechita. The reason being is that the chum were afraid that if we allow you to benefit from the sar that had fallen off before shechita, then a person will delay shechting his b'chor, and he will think that maybe more and more hair will fall off, and that way he will have more hair to benefit from after shechita. And it's not good to delay shechting a b'chor, as there is an iser to do avoda with a b'chor even if it has a mum. There's also an iser to share a b'chor even though it has a mum. And by delaying the shechita, it's possible that a person will forget and he will end up sharing the b'chor or doing avoda with a b'chor, which is aser. So therefore, the chacham holds that the hair that has fallen off mechayim, you cannot benefit from it. So now a person has no reason to delay shechting the b'chor. Amar Rabbi Yose, lo b'zeh, hitter akavi. Rabbi Yose argues with Rabbi Yehuda. He says, this is not the case in which akavi was matir and the chacham aser. As in this case, the Chacham agree with Akavya that the hair that fell off Mechayim, you are allowed to benefit from it after Shechita. So what is the machlokas between Akavya and Mahalo and the Chacham? Ela besar b'chor ba'amum shenashar ve'nicho b'chalon ba'achar kach meit. The machlokas that they have is a case that the b'chor ba'amum had some sar that fell off Mechayim and he put it in the window meantime. And afterwards, the b'chor died. He didn't shech. As when he shechts it, he can benefit from the sar that's attached to it, and so too, he can benefit from the sar that had fallen off Mechayim, even according to the Chacham. But in this case, the behemoth died without shechita. And when the behemoth dies without shechita, you cannot benefit from the sar that is attached to the behemoth. This is a case in which Akavya ben Mahalo is matir to benefit from the sar that had fallen off Mechayim. And even though the behemoth had died now, wasn't shechted, and therefore the sar that's attached to the behemoth is asur b'hana, but the sar that had fallen off Mechayim while still alive, you're allowed to benefit from it according to Akavya ben Mahalo and the Chachamim Oisur. The reason why the Chachamim asur you from benefiting from the sar that had fallen off Mechayim, even though now the behemoth had died, is because since we see that you didn't end up shechting the behemoth, it could be the reason why the behemoth died by itself, you didn't shecht it, was because you were delaying the shechita, because you wanted more and more sars to fall off and you wanted to benefit from that sar after the death of the behemoth. And if the kala could come out by delaying the shechita of the behemoth, because you might end up doing avoda with the b'chor or sharing the b'chor. So therefore the Chachamim said, in such a case that the behemoth died without shechita, just like you cannot benefit from the sar that's attached to the behemoth, so too you cannot benefit from the sar that had fallen off from the behemoth before it died. Hatzemer hamaduvlo b'b'chor. Tzemer, that this attached itself from a b'chor while still alive, but it was still mixed in with the rest of the tzemer of the b'chor. Eshehu nira min agiza mutter, ve'esheino nira min agiza asur. If after you shech the behemoth, that tzemer which had disattached itself from the behemoth was totally mixed in with the rest of the giza, with the rest of the tzemer, then it's mutter to benefit from that tzemer, even though it disattached itself from the behemoth before it was shechted. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. As Rabbi Yehuda said earlier, that according to the Chachamim, tzemer that has fallen off from the behemoth before shechita, even after shechita, you're not allowed to benefit from that tzemer. But in this case, since the tzemer is still mixed in with the rest of the giza, so it's mutter to benefit from that tzemer, even though it had disattached itself from the behemoth before shechita. But if it's eino nira min hagiza, if the tzemer is not totally mixed in with the rest of the tzemer, it disattached itself from the behemoth and it's sticking out, in such a case, it's usher to benefit from that tzemer even after shechita, As according to Rabbi Yehuda, Semer, which had disattached itself from the behema before Shechita, and it's not totally mixed in with the rest of the Semer, it's also to benefit from that Semer even after Shechita. For what period of time did the Yisrael have to take care of a Bechor? A Yisrael that has a Bechor born to him, he has to give it to the Kohen. But he doesn't give it to the Kohen right away. The Yisrael also has to do his part in helping take care of the Bechor for a certain period of time. So the Mishnah tells us, V'behema daka ad shloshim yom, uvegasa chamishim yom. If a behema daka gives birth to a Bechor, a small animal, such as an ace, in such a case, he has to take care of it for 30 days. Only then would he give it to the Kohen. And if a behema gasa gives birth to a Bechor, such as a Tara, then he would have to take care of it even longer for 50 days, as there's more tircha, and it's more costly to take care of a behema gasa than a behema daka, so therefore, the Yisrael has to take care of it for a longer period of time. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Bedaka Sosa Chadasha. Rabbi Yossi says, by behema daka, the Yisrael has to take care of it for 3 months. This is longer than behema gasa, which is only 50 days. The reason is, Rabbi Yossi holds it's more difficult to take care of a behema daka, since when it's born, it has small teeth, and it's difficult to feed it, and so too, you can't separate it from the mother in the early months, so therefore, the Yisrael has to do a bigger share in taking care of a behema daka. Amar lo ha-kohen betoch zman zeh tnei uli. Harei zeh lo yitnu lo. If a kohen told a Yisrael, within the allotted time that the Yisrael has to take care of the Bechor, go ahead and give it to me right now, I'll take care of it. It's also for the Yisrael to give it to the kohen during this allotted time. The reason is, this is similar to a kohen hamisayeh bebeit ha-grunus. A kohen that helped the Yisrael out in doing the avodah on the tefuah. For example, the kohen helped the Yisrael thresh the tefuah, and in return, the Yisrael will give the kohen his trumos and maestros. This is also for the kohen to do. The kohen is not allowed to help out the Yisrael so that in return the Yisrael will give him the trumos and maestros. So too over here, the kohen wants to help out the Yisrael by taking care of the Bechor within the allotted time that the Yisrael was supposed to take care of it, so that in return the Yisrael will give him the Bechor. This is not allowed. Im haya ba'amor, amar lo ten li sa'ochlenu mutu. But if the Bechor got a mum within the allotted time that the Yisrael was supposed to take care of it, and the kohen said, give it to me now, and that I'll eat it, I can shecht it right now, since it has a mum, in such a case it is mutter for the Yisrael to give it to him, even though it's within the allotted time that the Yisrael was supposed to take care of it. The reason being is that since the kohen is ready to shecht it right away, so the kohen is not helping the Yisrael take care of it, and the kohen will not take care of it at all. Instead, he will shecht it right away, so therefore it's mutter. Uvishat ha-migdash im haya tam. And during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, and the behemoth was a tamid, the Bechor did not have any mum. And during the time of the Beit HaMikdash, it could be brought as a korban. Amar lo ten li sha'akrivenu mutter. If the kohen tells the Yisrael, within the allotted time that the Yisrael is supposed to take care of the Bechor, give me the Bechor now, and I'll bring it right away as a korban on the Mizbeach. Again, this is mutter for the same reason. The kohen is not helping the Yisrael take care of the Bechor, because the kohen is not taking care of it at all. Instead, it's bringing it right away as a korban. Habachor nechal shana b'shana. A bechor should be eaten within its first year. Bein tamim, bein ba'mum. Whether it's a tamim that doesn't have a mum, and it will be brought to the korban, it should be brought to the korban within the first year. Or if it has a mum, and it's shechted outside the Beit HaMikdash, it should be shechted within the first year. Shenemar, the pasuk said, l'fnei Hashem elokecha tochlenu shana b'shana. It should be eaten in front of Hashem within the first year. This is referring to a bechor tamim, which is brought as a korban, and therefore is eaten in front of Hashem in Yerushalayim, and so too, if it's a Baal Mum and it's shechted outside the Beit HaMikdash, also it should be shechted within the first year.